article by John Allen reporting in the National Catholic Reporter. The article is titled, Benedict Makes a Case for Healthy Secularism. I have chosen this article to be put on our website because if you listen carefully to the 5 points that Benedict makes for having a good relationship between state and church, you have really 5 wonderful points for a platform for anyone resident running for President of the United States. Let's read the article and see where it takes us. Pressing the case for what he called a healthy form of laicit, which is a French word for secularism, Benedict XVI today said the time has come to reopen the debate over the relationship between church and state in France. Though addressed to the French, the Pope's argument has far broader implications. With the exception of the United States, Benedict worries that much of the West today is in the grip of a form of secularism hostile to any public role for churches and religious believers. Privately, Vatican officials often charge that this secularism is heavily conditioned by the French model and is spreading across the continent through various European Union treaties as well as rulings from European countries. The article goes on to say, the Pope's comments came in remarks to French President Nicolas Sarkozy during an early afternoon ceremony. I am firmly convinced that a new reflection on the true meaning and importance of laicite is now necessary, said Benedict. In fact, it is fundamental, on the one hand, to insist upon the distinction between the political realm and that of religion in order to preserve both the religious freedom of citizens and the responsibility of the state towards them. On the other hand, the Pope said, it is important to become more aware of the irreplaceable role of religion for the formation of consciences and the contribution which it can bring to, among other things, the creation of a basic ethical consensus within society. Benedict pointed to 5 specific areas where church and state can work together. And again, I point out these would make a wonderful platform for anybody running for president. First, moral formation of the young. Second, social justice, especially a surreptitious widening of the distance between the rich and the Pope and the poor. Third, environmental protection. Fourth, human rights. And fifth, countering a resurgence of old suspicions, tensions, and conflicts among nations, among other things, an indirect reference to the current conflict between Russia and Georgia. While calling for a rethink of laicite, Benedict also said that past suspicion between church and state in France has abated, saying that today a largely serene and positive dialogue exists between the two forces. Quoting past remarks by Sarkozy, Benedict said that the roots of France, like those of Europe, are Christian. The transmission of the culture of antiquity through monks, professors, and copyists, the formation of hearts and spirits and love of the poor, the assistance given to the most deprived by the foundation of numerous religious congregations, the contribution of Christians to the establishment of the institution of Gaul and later France, all of this is too well known for me to dwell on it, Benedict said. The thousands of chapels, churches, abbeys, and cathedrals that grace the heart of your towns or the tranquility of your countryside clearly speak of how your fathers in faith wish to honor him who has given them life and who sustains us in existence, Benedict said. In Sarkozy, Benedict finds a host more disposed to his message on laicite than many other French politicians and intellectuals. During a December 2007 lecture at Rome's Basilica of St. John Lateran, Sarkozy said he supports the concept of laicite, but that it does not have the power to to eliminate from France its Christian roots. It has tried to do so, and it shouldn't have, Sakowski said. In his remarks today, Sakowski said that it would be madness to deprive ourselves of religion. The French leader said it is legitimate for democracy and respectful of secularism to have a dialogue with religions. That is why I have called for a positive secularism. Vatican officials and French bishops, however, have complained that while Sakowski always seems receptive to the church in his public comments, his government has not taken concrete steps to back up those words. For example, despite referring to the Lateran, to the desirability of state recognition of diplomats from Catholic universities, Sakowski has yet to convince the French government to take that step. In part, many analysts say that any effort on the part of Sakowski to rethink laïcité is complicated by the rising Muslim presence in France, now estimated to be somewhere between 5 and 15% of the national population. In that context, some French worry that any new accommodations for traditional religious bodies, such as the Catholic Church, could be exploited by Islamic radicals. For example, if the French state recognizes degrees from confessional schools run by Catholics, how could it refuse a similar form of recognition or public funding to an Islamic madness? French commentators thus see Sakowski walking something of a tightrope, wishing to encourage traditional markers of French identity, including the country's Catholic roots, while at the same time not wanting to inadvertently encourage religious fundamentalism, especially its Islamic variant. For that reason, most expect a basic agreement at the level of general principles between Benedict and Sakowski during the Pope's 4 days in France, accompanied by a fair bit of fuzziness about what exactly these principles might mean in practice. And now I turn to people who have commented on John Allen's article, and one in particular is well worth listening to. It is titled Pope in France, and it's submitted by Donald Leader. And he writes, I live in the southeast of France and watched the live feed from Paris last night. There is something happening with Benedict XVI to which we need to pay attention. Not the least relevant dimension is his unexpected appeal to some French young people. The Notre Dame meeting was dense with young people yesterday evening. I was in Paris last week and took the opportunity to stand in line for the first public access to the newly restored medieval Cistercian Collège des Bernardins in the old Latin Quarter. The Pope will speak there tonight. Think of the symbolism of this event. The Pope speaks yet again about faith and reason in a context deeply resonant of Europe's intellectual patrimony. This, in some ways, is Regensburg II. Islam will not be mentioned, but nevertheless, the Regensburg speech will be the required reading. A bestseller among French Catholic intellectuals at the moment is the Pope's dialogue with Islam in the form of an edited collection of essays. Think of it. Here is the Pope, the magisterium, if you will, and yet he participates in an academic edited publication on the same level as any other scholar. That is new. And I sign off, Gene Hemmerich here. I hope that this article has very many positive aspects to it and will encourage us as church to keep looking forward and hopeful.